Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com and the 6-Minute Webinar. We're going to be talking a little bit about the 6-Minute Webinar today. It's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. That webinar is so valuable and so important because a lot of people, when they're wanting to communicate with their customers, they want to talk about the demographics. Well, being in front of the right group is very, very important with your message, but the psychographics, being able to communicate with them at a level where you can show them that you're solving their needs. We're talking about things like survival and freedom from fear and pain and providing care and protection for their loved ones, things of that nature that really motivate people to encourage them to move to action and take advantage of the product or service that you offer. And I'm joined today by the honorary host here on the Toginet Radio System, Mr. Bill Heinrich. Bill is also the co-creator of the 6-Minute Webinar. He's going to share a few thoughts with you and also tell you about the webinar we got coming up tomorrow, the boot camp. Good morning, sir. How are you, Bill?
I'm great, Jim. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm so glad to be here. We're going to have Dr. Tusa Madavi with us. In fact, she's here with us. I'm really excited about her being on the show.
Yeah, it's going to be a really great show. Yeah, tomorrow we're having the 6-Minute Webinar Boot Camp. It's from 9 a.m. to noon Pacific Standard Time. That would be noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the 3 hours, we're taking people through how to build their own 6-Minute Webinar, complete the whole thing. So it's a very... it's a very fast-moving program. The last time we did it, we had almost 50 people attend, and no one left. They were all really engaged, and it's all about learning how to get just total clarity and speak to the perfect customer. So it's a tremendous new marketing technology that we've developed, and there's a framework that goes with it, Jim. So it's kind of plug and play, and we take everybody through it. Seminar... the boot camp we're doing is easily a $500 value. It's actually worth a lot more than that. If you have an interest in going to the boot camp, it's a 6-minutewebinar.com, and the boot camp is $99. So it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, just go to 6-minutewebinar.com/bootcamp. And you can register right there. And one of the big things that the 6-Minute Webinar really does is focus on clarity, because most folks that we've come in contact with when they're trying to create sales and promote themselves and their products and services, they really lack clarity. They don't know really how to do it. They want to tell, but not really get an important message over in a very clear message. And Mr. Bill, he's got a great free ebook. Is at your fingertips. Just go to myfreebook.me. That's myfreebook.me. M as in Mike, E as in Echo. His free ebook is Clarity Has No Story. It'll come right into your email, and you got it free of charge. But most importantly, it will enable you to have clarity, and it's a great foundation for you to start on, to build from, and grow from. And Bill, I want to personally thank you for offering that ebook and letting us promote it here on the show. Really do appreciate that, because it can help a lot of people. But our guest today is Dr. Tusa Madavi. I first met Dr. Madavi. She was one of the original guests on our original webinar series, The Messages of Inspiration and Hope. And that show was so powerful, it developed its own heartbeat, its own energy, and we have been invited to join the E360 TV, live streaming TV channel. We'll be doing that in November, and we're just super excited to have Dr. Mandavi with us today. She is an expert, and she's going to be talking to us about the miraculous machine we have inside of us. It's the biggest of pharmacy inside that we've already got in store. So, Dr. Mandavi, welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me on this show. It's a pleasure to be here and have a conversation with you again, Bill.
Well, thank you so much. And would you be kind enough to just share a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and how you got involved in this? That may take a few minutes, but go right ahead.
Yeah. So I live in Los Angeles. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and practice here. I've been a chiropractor for the last 25 years. And a few years into my chiropractic practice, I realized that a lot of people who come to me with pain and musculoskeletal conditions or neurological conditions, they also suffer from some other chronic ailments like diabetes, hypertension, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, digestive issues, etc. So even though in our scope as chiropractic is very broad, short of prescribing pharmaceutical medication, we really are well-versed in nutrition, et cetera, lifestyle, et cetera. But I wanted to deepen my capabilities and treatment protocols and modalities that I could actually add to chiropractic medicine to help individuals with all kinds of different chronic ailments. So I went and got a certification in functional medicine and integrative medicine and started doing that about, I would say, 18 years ago. And so I've been doing functional medicine and integrative medicine since then with a lot of success.
So, doctor, I have a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between functional and integrative where you've gotten trained there? I think that's a very important distinction for the audience.
Okay. So integrative medicine, it's a broader perspective. It could include varieties of modalities, including functional medicine, but it's not limited to functional medicine. So when we say functional medicine, usually it is referred to as a holistic approach, a personalized medicine that involves lifestyle medicine based on someone's very unique blood analysis and tissue analysis. So that is only one aspect of integrative medicine. You could, in integrative medicine, you could be having an integrative practice which integrates acupuncture, chiropractic, conventional medicine, many different aspects of nutrition practice from varieties of fields of medicine, etc. And
so it becomes custom made for the patient then based upon their lifestyle. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So if you go, for example, to go to an integrative clinic, they have varieties of practitioners and discipline of medicine, whether it's from conventional perspective or from the natural perspective. And they utilize both. And based on the person and the individual's unique situation, they would basically design a treatment protocol.
You know, it's very interesting. It's very interesting what you're talking about there, because here on the show, even though we're more geared towards business entrepreneurs and all that, but I tell you right now, if you don't have your health, I mean, you're going to have some issues. And with COVID-19 and all the panic and all the scare and all the issues there, that's why we have migrated and pulled in some great subject matter experts to enhance your health. And we're going to be breaking here in a couple of minutes for a commercial. When we come back, I'd like for Dr. Madhavi to share some information about our immune systems. We know how important it is. And, you know, Bill, a couple of weeks ago, we had Mr. Steve Fraley on from the realnoni.com, R-E-A-L-N-O-N-I.com. And that's a noni fruit out there in Hawaii. And it really enhances the immune system, doesn't it, sir?
It sure does. And, you know, when you're looking at these different protocols, I guess I would call them, of this integrative medicine, it's important, doctor, isn't it, to have somebody that you can go talk to about these, because there's so many different ones.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So to finish what I was, you know, talking about, the years after that, I also went back and studied Ayurvedic medicine, which is the traditional medicine of India. It is more ancient than Chinese medicine, but it's very similar to Chinese medicine. And so there are many modalities and disciplines. And one thing that they all have in common is the fact that they look at the person in a holistic manner, meaning they incorporate your lifestyle. They will ask you to change your lifestyle, your eating habits, you know, your exercise or activity routines, your daily routines, mindset. So they all look at the body from body, mind, spirit perspective, most of them. They may have different styles, different philosophies, and different tools, but the underlying, the foundations are the same.
That's very interesting. I like the way you describe that, because so many times when you go to the doctor, you're sick, you treat it with the same thing, just like you're part of the herd or something. And I really like the idea that they get to know you and get to understand what makes, you know, what you're doing in your life could be good, could be bad. And to be able to do more of a natural, holistic approach, that's extremely important. We're getting ready to break for commercial, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back right after these messages with Dr. Atusa Madhavi.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Next time your parents or grandparents complain about walking to school uphill both ways, you can tell them about a village in China where getting to school is a real adventure. In the mountainous Sichuan province, children have to get to school from their tiny village of Atyular by rappelling, abseiling, and clambering down a 2,500-foot cliff. Using ropes and bamboo ladders to scale this one-half-mile-high brick hummock, the journey is so difficult that the school children, ages 6 to 15, only return home every 2 weeks. What's the word for the fear of heights? Hypsophobia. A new set of steel stairs is now being considered to help make the journey to school safer. By the way, a brook tummock is a hill so steep it hurts the stomach of anyone who tries to climb it.
It's Marching Neighbor.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Well, Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com and 6minutewebinar.com. We've got a very exciting workshop going on tomorrow. And you just go to 6minutewebinar. That's SIXminuteWebinar.com/bootcamp. And you can register and be there. In fact, our guest, Dr. Atusa Madavi, she's also been part of the 6-minute webinar. But I'll tell you what, Mr. Bill, that 6-minute webinar, you know, it's kind of like a Robin would say to Batman, holy enchiladas. That thing's amazing, isn't it, brother?
You know, it's really turning out to be a very exciting product because the people who work with it get such clarity, Jim. Mm. It's astounding, in fact. Mm-hmm. It's astounding how, and I love what Dr. Atusa has been talking about because she really speaks to the language of the patients that she's working with. Mm-hmm. And this is what we teach people in the 6-minute webinar. It's as if you're going to speak to your perfect clients in front of you. What do you want to say? What's the most perfect thing you can say to the perfect client? That's what the 6-minute webinar is. So you really hone down on one message.
You're right on there. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that Bill has got his free ebook there. You can get it through the email. Just go to myfreebook.me, myfreebook.me, M as in Mike, E as in Echo. It's called Clarity Has No Story. It's a great ebook, and Bill is also the author of The 7 Levels of Truth. That is another great book. That book was 25 years in the making, and I got to give Bill a plug on that and thank him for that because he gave me a personalized copy. And he was worried about me there for a while because I asked him how many pictures it had in it, and he says, none, Jim. You got to learn how to read. But Bill, thank you so much for that book. It's a powerful book. How can people find your 7 levels of truth? It's on Amazon, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it is on Amazon. And yeah, it was actually 60-something years in the making because it really had to do with all my struggles in life and my 25-year journey researching what was creating those and how to resolve them. And I live a totally different life today because of it. So it's everything that I've learned along the way. It's pretty fascinating because it changes things quickly, as does Dr. Atusa, who we have on the show today. And talking about changing things quickly, we'd be remiss with the pandemic going on if we didn't talk about immune systems, doctor. Let's talk about that. What are your recommendations there, and what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, okay, so let me start by saying, let me ask you guys a question. When you listen to the media, and when you listen to the health experts and the authorities that are giving people advice on the mainstream media, does any one of them talk about the immune system? Does anybody talk about how to enhance the immune system? I don't think so. I have not heard anybody, tell people you need to eat better, you need to change your lifestyle, have a healthier lifestyle, you need to take vitamin D3, you need to take vitamin C, you need to stop eating the junk food, processed food, packaged food. No, nobody's talking about that. But everybody's talking about a vaccine that, it will be coming sometime soon and save everyone's lives and wear your mask and social distance. That's all we hear, right? Mm-hmm. And the most important aspect that goes into any kind of viral epidemic or pandemic is missed. Nobody's talking about, how do we enhance our immune system? So when we're placed in a position that we contract the virus, that our immune system is so empowered and strong that can actually resist the virus to replicate to the degree that will make us symptomatic. And also, let's say if we do catch the flu from the virus, that it will have no serious complications are on health long term. So it would be like a mild flu, or it would be like a bad flu. But it's not going to have us end up in a hospital. It's not going to have us end up on a ventilator. So I get very passionate about this because I see how this whole situation from the beginning has been missed. Like the talk about the immune system, the very fact that even according to CDC's statistics, you have about 96% of people who are actually catching this virus have 2.6 comorbid conditions, which means they have 2.6 other chronic health ailments that are losing their lives. So about 96% of the people that are dying from COVID are in these categories. They're mostly elderly, and they not only that, they also have 2.6 other chronic ailments. So let's talk about what is it about the chronic ailments that is causing the loss of life for those part of the population that is so vulnerable. Well, here's the thing. You have to understand that if you have a chronic ailment that makes you vulnerable, the key is to prevent having those conditions such as heart disease, such as diabetes, such as obesity. In our country here in the U.S., we have about 2 million number losing their lives to cancer, to heart disease, and diabetes annually. But we've never heard anybody talk about how to prevent these deaths that are millions in number in this country. And now we have a pandemic, and everybody is talking about a vaccine, but nobody is really talking about the numbers.
So this is actually a great time, Doctor. How do people get a hold of you, and how can they get more information? What is your website? Why don't you give your contact information?
Yeah, so my website is yourvitalitydoctor.com, yourvitalitydoctor.com, and the doctor is fully spelled out. And in fact, I have a calendar on my website that people can schedule their appointments right there, schedule appointment, and on the homepage. And I offer a 30-minute health strategy consultation on the phone, which basically I plan out what is the best route depending on the person's condition, et cetera, or what is it they want to improve. And then we'll go from there. So that's a free gift. A 30-minute health strategy call.
So you'll meet right with them on the telephone then, so they don't have to come into your office.
No, that's just a introductory, basically session that I could tell them, okay, let's do functional medicine, or let's do Ayurvedic medicine, or let's do a comprehensive package based on listening to them and understanding what is it they want to get rid of, or what is it they want to get some help for. And that once that's done, then we will book accordingly. And they can either come to my office, or if they don't live close by, I do telemedicine. So then I could see them online and do the consultations online.
That is huge, because I've been involved with holistic care with a veterinarian, and he lives in Florida, I live in Texas, and to be able to take advantage of that, oh my goodness gracious, it's so valuable, because A, you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to be exposed to COVID or anything, but most importantly, it's very, very personal, it's very informative, and you know, I imagine you have some type of a checklist or chart or something like that, that they would, you know, how you'd be able to keep track of them and make sure that they're also on their track to stay on track, if that makes sense.
Oh, of course. Yeah. It's always, you know, first of all, I'll email them everything that they need to fill up for me. Mm-hmm. And once we're doing the telemedicine, I create a chart for them. I'm, wow, you know, documenting everything. I mean, we have to document things in medicine. We have to, by law, we have to document things. And
that's the way I keep
track of their progress. And and every recommendation is also written out for them. So it's not like I just throw. So this is very comprehensive. It's not like you go to your regular doctor and you sit in front of them, have a few minutes of chat, and they throw a prescription pad at you. It doesn't work that way. My initial consultation is 2 hours for functional medicine and Ayurvedic medicine. Mm. In that session, I'm not recommending anything. The follow-up session is another hour to an hour and a half, and I give them a package of all the recommendations and report of findings written out. And if it's telemedicine, those are emailed to them. If it's in person, they actually receive a folder with their personalized recommendations as far as daily routines, daily rituals, different things that they could do, self-care, as far as self-care, their medicinal herbs, their nutritional supplements, their food plans, their diet, and even recipes. So they get a lot out of it. And it's so comprehensive. It is so personalized. And that's how medicine should be practiced.
You're absolutely right. And your website is yourvitalitydoctor.com. This will all be in the description of the show. And I'm correct on that, isn't it? Yourvitalitydoctor.com?
That is correct. And my office number is also 310-289-9770 in case they want to call.
Okay, I'll make sure, ladies and gentlemen, all that's in the description of the show. And most importantly, be sure, and we're going to be breaking here for just a couple of minutes for a commercial break. We'll be right back with Dr. Adam Madavi because she's got a lot more great information to share.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Believe it or not, the average female spends 72 days of her life looking for something in her purse. According to a recent study, the average person during their lifetime spends 24 years sleeping, 12 years watching TV, 7 years in the bathroom, 3 years shopping, and 1 year looking for misplaced items. The fun news is we spend 2 weeks osculating. That's another word for kissing. We spend about 1,086 days sick, 3 years in meetings, 8 months opening junk mail, 17 months drinking coffee, 9 months sitting in traffic, and 2 years on the telephone. What do you call it if you have the irresistible urge to answer a ringing telephone? And surge.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're having a lot of great information shared with Dr. Atoussa Madavi. And her website is yourvitalitydoctor.com. That's yourvitalitydoctor.com. Her phone number is area code 310-289-9770. And she has a book on Amazon. It's called Surviving a Viral Pandemic. And she's going to have another book coming out next month or so on, it's called Holy You. Well, all this information will be in the description of the show. So be sure and share this show with people that you know that, you know, got health issues and they could be benefit from the information here, because my goodness gracious, Bill, when it comes to our health, I mean, if we got our health, we got everything. But I mean, so many times people struggle with their health and they're looking for answers. And so many times they go to the wrong source. Would you agree with that, sir?
Well, yes and no. I've been around.
Go ahead, sir.
I've been around this quite a bit myself. Mm-hmm. And I definitely am in the holistic camp. Mm-hmm. The thing that I want to speak with Dr. Atoussa about, the thing that I've seen in my experience in this area, is A, whether people have the capacity to really make choices for themselves, or they just follow somebody else, and B, what level of responsibility they're willing to take on. Because when you become responsible for your health, you become responsible for it. You're not going to the little green pill anymore, right, doctor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, as a part of this whole approach to medicine in holistic healthcare, we know and we actually have this philosophy that a doctor is really an educator. And so you educate your patients to do the right things for their health and take charge and become responsible and do their diligence to research and understand what is working for their body. And ultimately, everybody should become their own healer. There is a process of learning. There is a process of holding hands with an expert. Just like anything else you do in life that you master, you usually learn from a teacher or from an expert. And the word doctor from Latin is basically, it means an educator, a teacher. And so this part is completely missed in conventional medicine, because if you go to an average medical doctor and you question, why should I take this? Or if you object, they will get mad at you. Instead of having this partnership with your patient and make them empowered to take charge and teach them about a healthy diet, a healthy, healthy lifestyle, incorporating exercise, incorporating good nutrition, supplements, etc. So, for example, let me just throw this at your audience. Now that we enter the flu season, everybody should be taking, adults should be taking at least 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. And they should also take vitamin D3, adults, 2,000 IU a day. In addition to zinc, and in addition to selenium and melatonin. This would enhance the immune system. All of these supplements would diminish the ability of the virus to replicate, but they also prevent the virus, the proteins, spike proteins on coronavirus, on the surface of the virus, to attach themselves to ACE2 receptor of the human healthy cell. And so vitamin D3, vitamin C, selenium, zinc, and melatonin, they will do these two things: stop the replication of the virus once it enters the system, and also prevent the bonding of the protein of the virus, the protein spikes that you've seen a lot of the cute versions of them on media, to ACE2 receptor site on the healthy cell. And so these are scientific in China, which now has the best economy on the planet, but, you know, unfortunately, the virus originated from there. Mm-hmm. They are doing these things in hospitals. Mm-hmm. They are actually giving intravenous vitamin C in mega doses to the patients that caught the COVID a few months ago back in China. And not only that, they give them oral vitamin D3. They also give them 3 to 5 cups of green tea, because we know that green tea has a antioxidant that also is responsible for stopping the virus from replicating. And these are all research. If you go to PubMed, which is a public library of research for doctors, all of these studies are there on vitamin D3, on vitamin C, on green tea, and epigalactogen is the antioxidant in tea that is responsible for this, epigalactogen. And so this is all the research, unfortunately, in, you know, most of the world, especially in the U.S., our healthcare system is really a sicker system. And unfortunately, we do not incorporate some of these alternative methods of, for example, intravenous vitamin C that can easily be administered in the ICUs where they have the COVID patients on ventilators.
Now, you mentioned PubMed. Is that PubMed.gov? Is that the website you're talking about there?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. We'll put that in the description too.
Yeah, that's a PubMed is a attached to the National Institute of Health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
it's their research articles. Yeah.
Yeah, and it would be, you know, it's really interesting because it is all these research is there on PubMed. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if it's .com or .org, but then when they interview, and I'm sorry if, you know, I'm becoming getting a little personal here, but when they interview Sanjay Gupta or Fauci, none of them are bringing up any of this research on their own, you know, research PubMed resources. And none of them. I mean, what kind of a medicine is it when you ignore the immune system, ignore lifestyle and diet, and go to masks and go to vaccines? I mean, unfortunately, it's such a financially driven industry, and now it's time for people to actually do their own research and sort of become aware and conscious of these realities and these facts.
Yeah.
And rely.
No, that's
yeah.
Go yeah. On. That's a really good point. There's I've been in this, and I am not an expert. There's some areas that I am an expert in, but this is not one of them. But I do research, I do dabble, and it's amazing how much information is available today. Back when I got started 25, 30 years ago, it was very limited. But today, with the internet and everything, there's so much information about, I would call it more, you know, preventative or wellness care. Would that be the way to say it, doctor? Things we can do to maintain a healthy immune system and stay stronger?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Preventative medicine. And here is the thing, though. You know, language sets the tone. So when you say preventative medicine to a conventional medicine doctor or the conventional medicine perspective, the allopathic medicine, that means take an aspirin to prevent a heart attack. That means take the vaccine to prevent the virus, to prevent the flu. take this pill so your cholesterol will go down, so it prevents strokes, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to define what it means to prevent. So prevention is actually the core of holistic natural medicine, mm-hmm. which, by the way, by 1800s, medicine was practiced the way alternative medicine is practiced today. But things changed for the last 200 years, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of allopathic medicine. So what it was practiced 200 years ago looked more like alternative medicine and holistic medicine. But then it changed. And in the book, Surviving a Viral Pandemic, my colleague, Dr. Heather Harrington, she talks about the history of allopathic medicine and how it changed and how it was all about politics and finances and financial. And
The one thing that I really like about the holistic approach is that you're putting natural things inside your body rather than chemicals. And, you know, it makes a huge difference. And I'm here at the PubMed.gov. It is .gov website. Mm-hmm. I'd just like to share with the folks out there, they comprise more than 30 million citations for biomedical literature from Medline and life science journals and other online books. So there's a lot of information out there to you. And I'd just like to share that many years ago, I went to a chiropractor, and you mentioned the word, I mean, I know you are a chiropractor, but if you would mention the word 35, 40 years ago, that you're going to go to a chiropractor, to a doctor, they were so trained to think that they didn't recognize chiropractor as the importance that they can, what they can do for people. They really didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but today we're really portal of entry.
Yes.
Especially in California, I don't mm-hmm. know about the other boards, but, you know, we're considered primary care and portal of entry. So, and yes, we used to get prosecuted 100 years ago by American Medical Association and the Fed. And, yeah. Hey,
we've got to go to commercial here.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal by Elizabeth Bernstein, therapists are now more likely to offer up tough love instead of a nurturing gaze. The question, how does that make you feel, is now being replaced with, so, what do you want to do about it? Therapists across the country are saying, stop whining about your problems. Whining, also known as chronic complaining, is the whop, whop, yelp, yelp about any heedy, needy that arises. Whining is just a powerless complaint, Dr. Bernstein says. Understand this, and you can get to the root of what is really wrong. Some therapists are even letting go of those snarges who just can't stop whining. By the way, did you know a whiner's blood type is always B negative?
It's Martin Day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com and the 6-minute webinar. We got a boot camp coming up tomorrow. On the 6-minute webinar, you can attend. You will have it says a working boot camp. You'll have a working copy of your product or your service that you offer with clarity. It's step by step by step. So just go to 6-minute webinar. That's SIXminuteWebinar.com/bootcamp. And be sure and register. We're going to start at 12 noon Eastern time. It'll be over at 3 p.m. They'll start at 9 a.m. on the Pacific Coast, and we'll be over at noon there. But today we have with us Dr. Atoussa Madavi. She is your Vitality Doctor. That's her website, yourvitalitydoctor.com. And I tell you right now, she's been sharing some great information, because as I'm listening to her talk, ladies and gentlemen, I'm really hearing her, you know, giving some people out there who have been worried about the virus, and rightfully so, who have been concerned about their health, rightfully so. And Bill, this young lady has really shared some great information of how we can be proactive rather than reactive, isn't she, sir?
Well, that's what it's that's really what it's all about is, you know, like somebody told me once, if you take the word reactive and take the R out and put it after this C, it becomes creative, and you become creative and do, and you, rather than that way you're taking charge. And, you know, that's probably one of the most amazing things, doctor, is the realization of how much power we have as human beings if we want to be fully responsible. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are creators. The universal intelligence, if you want to call that the macrocosm, if you want to call it the divine, we have that inside of this body. We are an extension of this macrocosm. So we are the microcosm. We are an extension of the universal intelligence. So that means we have the innate intelligence within the body that can heal itself, self-regulate. And we shed cancer cells every day. I mean, we have that capability. We have the immune system. We have the filtration systems. We have this intelligence within us that if we could only recognize it and support it and not sabotage it, then we will be empowered. And we recognize and honor of empowerment and divinity and the fact that we have the biggest pharmacy within us, and that we do not need to be scared. We do not need to be fearful. We just need to learn and educate ourselves how to become healthier and create a healthy lifestyle.
You know, it's so true. There's my explanation coming, you know, this is the blue collar explanation, so to speak, is everything is so focused on capitalism in America and the way food is made and everything is done is to satisfy capitalism. And if one just takes a few minutes and does a little bit of research, some of the information you find out is pretty astounding, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. For example, if you talk about diet, now that would be in my book, Holy You, is that when there is research done on the content of nutrients in our foods today compared to 4 years ago. And they have learned, and they show you that, for example, the vitamin A content of potatoes today is 30% less than what it was 40 years ago. And this is exactly what you're saying, Cap. This, you know, market competition, greed is good mentality, capitalistic mentality. Now, compassionate capitalism, it's okay. Yeah. You know, it's okay. I'm for compassionate capitalism and a sustainable capitalism when everybody can thrive, where everybody can be healthy. And the soil has been so depleted from nutrients because of the constant growing and harvesting throughout the year without looking at the seasonal produce and seasonal fruits and vegetables, we have depleted the soil. And that's due to the modernization and industrialization of the food and agricultural industry because of profit, because of money. And it's so you know, if I could throw in some guidance as to food, if we could be predominantly on a plant-based diet, reducing the consumption of meat, and I'm not saying eliminated, reduction of it, that by itself can enhance someone's immunity. If we look at food combinations, do not mix animal protein such as red meat, chicken, turkey, etc., with grains. That's a wrong food combination. That is one of the causes of diabetes and heart disease and obesity, the wrong food combination. And this gets at the deeper layers of the diet, whereas someone says, I eat clean food. So then I'll ask them, okay, tell me, what are you eating? And they're having, you know, rice or potatoes with steak, or bread with steak, or, you know, some of these root vegetables with chicken. And that is a wrong food combination. What you want to have is you want to have vegetables that are not root vegetables, and salads with meat. What you can have with grains or rice is plant-based protein, such as the beans and lentils. Those you could have with rice, you could have with quinoa, you could have with potatoes, or the root vegetables, etc. So food combination is another big, big issue here. Now, reducing sugar consumption. Reducing sugar, so all these muffins and donuts and you know, baked goods, etc. Getting used to having something sweet, you know, after dinner because it feels good. That's a wrong approach. So reducing sugar, not consuming sodas, not buying everything that the commercials on television will tell you is good for you, you know, and so being aware that anything that is commercialized, it's not good for you. And even the drugs that are being, you know, advertised on television, ask your doctor for this drug, ask your doctor for that medicine. So packaged foods, try to have packaged foods and canned foods. Try to have whole foods, fresh stuff, instead of packaged stuff. Canned food.
You're exactly right, because one of the things that I've been outspoken about, and I have for many years, because I, you know, I studied the world of herbs and natural cures and things like that. A lot of people do not understand the harmful effects of citric acid that's found in our food and drink. And it's not a good product, because a lot of people think citric acid, well, it's got to be good. It's vitamin, you know, C, but it's not. Ascorbic acid is vitamin C. But my point being, they put citric acid into the drink, like a soft drink or Gatorade or anything like that, to enhance the flavor, number one. Number two, you know that you cannot bake things and put them on the shelf and they'd be good for months, because it's a very great, it's a very cheap and inexpensive preservative. But if you look at the actual one, the actual cause or the origin of the citric acid they used was originally, it was made to etch metal. You think about that, etch metal. And I speak out about that. And a lot of people think that, you know, wow, you know, that's I'm way out there in left field, but I know what you mean. You know, you got to be able to put good food in your body, because your body is a processing center. It's not a recycling center. And that's one of the things that you speak out a lot, Doc.
For sure. And so the problem with this, you know, canned food, sodas, packaged foods, microwave cooking, you know, microwave packaged foods, etc., is precisely because of the additives and the preservatives. They're highly toxic. One of the reasons for cancer and a lot of the autoimmune diseases and food allergies and etc. is due to the additives and preservatives. And we should definitely avoid it. And also, I wanted to talk about a little bit the fact that the daily routines that are variable, like, you know, the timing of your activities, it's very important. When you eat your food, you need to have a set routine for that. Eat consistently at the same time. Go to bed consistently at the same time. Wake up consistently at the same time. And don't have a variable routine, because that reduces, basically diminishes the immune system's capacity to defend you from viruses and things like that. So having a set routine is really important. And
yeah, because therefore you're also sending mixed signals to your body. And ladies and gentlemen, we got about 1 minute left, and I'm going to make sure that everyone gets a chance to get in touch with Dr. Madhavi. Go to her website, yourvitalitydoctor.com. That's yourvitalitydoctor.com. And Bill, I'm going to let you finish up and say a couple things there. Go right ahead, sir.
Well, thank you. I'm kind of like you said on the last break, Jim, you get so caught up in the information.
Yeah. Yeah.
That it, you know, there's so many other questions and such, but it's been amazing to find out how much power we do have and the choices that are available to us that are much easier to find today than they were in the past. It's much easier to get to the information because of the internet and such. What is there any final word, doctor, that you have? We have about 15 or 20 quick seconds here before Jim wraps the show up. If there's something you'd like to say, I want to thank you for coming on today.
I just thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure speaking with both of you gentlemen, and looking forward to having more conversations like this. And just I want to make sure that people educate themselves, empower themselves, and also don't just trust authorities. Go do your own research, you know, medical authorities.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, please be sure and share this show with others, where our time is gone. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.